Martin Luther King Jr. Day commemorates Dr. King's birthday and reminds us all of the fight that continues for equal rights for all people. But this year's MLK Day also happens to coincide with 60 years since Dr. King first met with black ministers from across the South in Atlanta. That meeting was the start of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the SCLC, a group which was crucial to the civil rights movement. Rupa Shenoy of the World's Otherhood podcast went looking for a meeting like that.
Hi, Marco. Yeah, I thought history might be repeating itself because, you know, after Trump was elected, people kept talking about how there might be a new civil rights movement in response to the incoming Trump administration.
Right. Donald Trump has proposed to cut off funding to sanctuary cities, to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, maybe register Muslims as well. He's also appointed a White House strategist who was seen by white nationalists as an ally and an advocate and an attorney general who's called the NAACP. Un-American. So perhaps some reasons why a meeting like that would be happening.
I went to this meeting in Nashville where I thought that might be happening. It was the National Immigrant Integration Conference. These are the lawyers, organizers, funders, advocates, and officials from across the U.S. who work on immigration. This was probably their one chance to get together face-to-face before the inauguration and talk about, you know, what they want to do.
So what are their plans, Rupa?
Well, for undocumented immigrants, the plan is really very simple. It's to hide. Cristina Jimenez is the founder of United We Dream. She was one of the first students who came out publicly as undocumented. She has her people across the nation asking schools, churches, cities, and anyone else they can think of to declare themselves safe spaces for immigrants who may need protection.
For the first time, I feel genuinely afraid of what could happen.
Has it gotten to the point where you're imagining like underground railroad kind of stuff, or is that dramatic?
No, I mean, I think it could get there. I mean, I think it can get there.
Wow. I thought she was going to say, yeah, that is kind of dramatic.
Yeah, sounds extreme, right? But yeah. Extreme is what a lot of people were talking about. Azadeh Shashahani is the former president of the National Lawyers Guild. She was born in Tehran 4 days after the 1979 revolution. And she told me something very similar.
We can't be relying on courts. Trump, unfortunately, can remake the judiciary. The fight as a whole is led by people's movements, and we as lawyers provide support where we can.
How do you make movements effective?
Sustainability. I mean, look at what happened at Standing Rock. That was a sustained protest by indigenous communities and then supporters who came from around the country to deliver a strong message.
You're saying we're going to get to an extreme of movements. That is an extreme action that they took.
I mean, we have to go as far as we can to stand up for our rights and to protect our communities. For us to really survive, we can't afford to work in silos anymore.
Silos. So in other words, Rupa, is Azadeh saying that typically immigrant rights groups have not worked together?
They have, but they also acknowledge that they haven't been great at it. Mm. And particularly African immigrants say they want to show more solidarity with African Americans.
If they are able to come together, Rupa, what are the long-term plans?
Yeah, the long-term strategies are to support cities that want to protect immigrants, to build power by creating more voters. Also, they're trying to build a stable of lawmakers of color. The longest long-term plan, though, is to cultivate millennials. Tara Rugbeer of the National Partnership for New Americans organized the conference. And she says it isn't a coincidence that there were a lot of millennials there.
This should be the moment that radicalizes my generation, our generation. I hope it is. And, you know, the moral arc of justice is long. The moral arc is long, but it bends towards justice. Anyway, MLK was much more eloquent than I am, which is why no one else should try to, like, subtweet him. But here we are.
Well, that MLK quote, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. It is really apt. Rupa, do you think this meeting in Nashville was the newest iteration of the one that created the Southern Christian Leadership Conference 60 years ago?
I mean, just like that back then, we don't know the significance for a very long time. So maybe.
You can find the latest episode of the Otherhood podcast online at PRI.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Rupa Shenoy of the World's Otherhood podcast, thanks so much.
Thank you.